Sussex. Actually, that's, if it's close enough to Pennsylvania, it might be cooler, but I'd set up for July 12th, I believe, there, Noel.
Definitely will be there to Sussex. Can't miss that. I'll come down from Western New York, though, probably, and stay the night at my house in Haywood and go out to Sussex, spend the afternoon or morning there, and probably drive straight from there back to the house upstate New York. I have a handicap van which has a lift on it for my electric scooter, and I just put on a little Tar Heel 2, which, because you mount it with just a regular CB mount, I can put up way high. I have it mounted almost to the top of the metal. I just put that on. I put on a diamond, I think they call it HRKS. It's a glue-on antenna that they advertise deep felt ground. And I have that for 2 meters and 440. I have a 480SX, which I am in the process of mounting into a steel ammo box, so I can use it in the van or use it at home. The head comes off, so you can mount the main body in the ammo box. Of course, you're going to need fans, so I'm not putting any holes in the ammo box. I'll just open the box, and when I apply power, the fans will circulate the air out and in, so I get cooling. And I put the VHF, UHF radio in there too. So I have my complete station in an ammunition box, and when I close it, it's waterproof and hopefully EMP proof. Well, yeah.
Noel, where do you put all the ammunition if you're going to put the radio in there?
This is Mississippi. I just went to a sporting goods store, and there was a 30-foot aisle of ammunition, 308 Winchester, a whole lot of 12-gauge, everything from deer slugs. I never knew that they had BBs and small BBs, and 7.5 shot, 6.4s, 2s, of our fuck, and then, 223s. I never saw so much rifle ammunition. I didn't even know they made 28-gauge shotguns. I was looking for 16-gauge, didn't see any of that, but I saw 20-gauge and 28-gauge shotgun shells and a whole bunch of, you wouldn't believe, I couldn't see this. And they didn't even have it locked up. It was just there in the aisle to buy, just like anything else. And I bought the ammo boxes as a war surplus store, a couple of different sizes. Rather cheap. One was $19.99, and the bigger one was $24. So, they're sturdily constructed, should protect the radios against most everything, and as I said, they're waterproof. One of the things I intend to do, by the way, is take the radio on my boat. I have in the Finger Lakes region, a 24-foot, what they call a pontoon boat, dirt cheap. And I intend to mount an HF head on it and work, what do they call it? I guess it's not really nautical mobile because it's on a lake. But I'm going to work mobile with a boat. Boat mobile, how's that? Thank you, into it.
Time mobile, actually, believe it or not.
Hey, Ari, it's funny. See how Noel's talking?
I didn't think I'm...
About Mississippi with the ammunition, it's like that over here. I walked into a hardware store, and in the hardware store, the whole back wall, I'd say 200 feet wide, is nothing but guns. The hardware is, they're not really worried about selling hardware. They just needed some way to sell their guns. They're gun crazy out west. They're totally gun crazy. How many guns do you possibly need? I mean, how many hands do you have? How much are you going to worry about your stuff? You know they don't have gun registration out here for a reason. In case a tornado comes and blows all the guns out of your house, there's no way to trace them. Once they land in your neighbor's yard, you've lost it, you know? So they don't have weapons registration out here. So the states that don't have weapons registration have gone completely gun crazy.
me to catch up on. I just won't be able to hold the thoughts together. Yeah, I still call it Maritime Mobile. I think that's what he was looking for. I was going to ask him if he put the Tar Heel on the scooter or the van. You know, the way he told the story, I couldn't be sure for sure. And, there was just too much more there. I thought the halo antenna on top of the boat might be cool, see how a loop would work up there. The ammo cases, I figured he just keeps everything loaded up, you know, so the ammo's where he needs it, and it's still stacked there in the case. I like the idea of possibly being EMP, but I only wonder if we'll ever, hopefully we'll never have to find out about that. And it'd be a shame to lose my radios right when you want to, you know, hear everything. Since I can't remember the rest of it, back over to you, Noel. I want to hear about whether the Tar Heel one.
The Tar Heel is mounted on the van on the passenger side as far back as I could get it and as high as I could get it. Still not, there's some columns there and portions that I had to, so I'm maybe 6 inches below the roof line. The roof line is on top of this, of course, it's a handicapped van, so the top looks like they took a fiberglass boat and put it upside down on top. So there's an extra, 12, 14 inches above metal roof line of fiberglass. So that's where the Tar Heel is. The diamond, mostly because you need a ground, is mounted on the other side of the van, just behind the driver, and it's glued to the fiberglass. So hopefully it'll work. The halfway on 2 meters, and I believe it's a linear 5/8 on 440. And the whole setup, I think, is called HRKS. Costs like $100. And I had to buy an extension cable to get it to run all the way to the front. Little Tar Heel has 25 foot of times cable, 240, double shielded stuff. So hopefully I won't get any interference. And the other thing is, my brother has about 6 or 8 guns, and he carries a 40 caliber Glock. I think he's only got a 15 round clip. He doesn't have the expanded clip. In the glove compartment of his truck when he goes back and forth to work. I said, oh my gosh, aren't you worried about getting stopped? He said, no. He said, as long as I don't have it concealed in my person, it's all completely legal. I can put it in the glove compartment, I can put it under the seat, I just can't conceal it on my person. However, he's allowed to carry it in a holster. And I found out in Florida it's pretty much the same way. What's interesting is less drive-by shooting in the crime areas in these cities down here than there is in Brooklyn, where guns are strictly banned. So it's kind of weird. I think it goes over to Ari just a bit.
I understand your sentiment there. There aren't many people shooting back over here because only the bad guys have them, and there's definitely all that kind of thing. Oh, and the bullets thing. I remember the opening for the movie Bowling for Columbine, and he gets a free gun at the bank for opening an account, and then he's able to buy bullets at the barber shop there. KD2CAK N2B8C to get it.
Okay, yeah, they do that out here. They give you a gun if you open an account sometimes. They have that too. It's popular. You know, I didn't know Columbine was in Colorado. That's right down the street from me here. It's a suburb of Denver. And they have very strict, not very strict, not as strict as New Jersey, but they have stricter laws in Colorado than most states. And a lot of the gun dealers went to the surrounding states. They moved because the wares that they're offering to the gun enthusiasts are not allowed to be sold any longer in Colorado. But when I lived in North Carolina, you could not have, if a police officer approached your vehicle, the weapon, any weapon in that vehicle had to have been in his sight when he approached the vehicle. So in North Carolina, if you had the gun in the glove box, That was considered a concealed weapon because it was not in his sight. So when you pull to a checkpoint for DWI in North Carolina, you had to put your firearm on the dashboard. And they would see it and they would talk small talk with you, see if you were drunk, and then you go about your way. That's an open carry state also, North Carolina. You can carry a weapon legally open without any training or without a permit. It's the same as Nebraska. You can do the same thing. But I wanted to keep my gun concealed in my center console, because when the police officer approaches the car and I forget about it, it's a concealed weapon technically, so in this state. So I have a concealed carry permit, Noel, and I can carry it on my person concealed. And I carry the same gun, 40 caliber, but mine's a Smith & Wesson. It's not a Glock. It's a copy of a Glock. They call it the poor man's Glock. And it has a 16-round magazine in it, but I can carry that concealed on my person because I have the license for that. It's good in, I think, 38 states, but I'm only concerned with keeping it in my car, out of my kids' eyes. Over to you, Noel.
Well, I was wandering around. I bought an Airstream, 1978, a good year for Airstream, 25-footer, relatively inexpensive, exactly the right size for myself and the dog. And we were looking around for what kind of home defense weapon could you take to a different state. Now, my brother's got a concealed carry permit in York, which is kind of difficult to get, and it's honored pretty much up and down the eastern seaboard, so he's not worried about getting stopped in North Carolina, because I believe he's been stopped and they honored it. I'm going to try to get a concealed carry permit in Florida, because you just have to take a weapons course and this and that and the other thing, and bingo, the old farts qualify. But I think what I'll be probably doing is, I know this sounds weird, but I got a 45-pound compound bow, and I think I'm going to put that in my trailer, and I think that will be my home defense weapon of choice. Maybe three broadhead hunting arrows. It may not be good as a Glock or a Smith & Wesson pistol, but I don't think I'll be arrested in any state for possessing a bow and arrow. Over to you, Harry. This is it.
I suggest a 45-pound Rottweiler or German Shepherd, something of that variety.
I have a 14-pound Chihuahua, standard breed, by the way. They go from 10 to 15 pounds standard breed. And the toys go usually under 5 pounds. Good for warning. Wouldn't want to get bit by her, but not as good as a Rottweiler. But a heck of a lot easy to carry around. And I don't think I want a bigger dog.
You could train him to sit on the front of the scooter like a Mack truck.
I use the scooter to walk her.
Great dog, you won't have to worry about your battery running low.
Hey, we had a, let me see if I have it real quick. We brought about a 120-pound dog from Germany back, a Swiss Shepherd. They call it a Bernese Shepherd. And in North Carolina, I don't know how many times, we don't know how many times it kept us safe, but that dog was worth its weight in gold, because I don't know how many times he ran to the door, and we don't know why. When we opened it, there was nobody there. And there's a good reason, because when he hit that door and he barked, he had a deep bark. Whoever it was took off like crazy, you know? And the same thing happened out here. He passed on when we moved out here, unfortunately, so. And he had a wonderful demeanor, this dog, a very good family dog, and very protective. We got a German Shepherd out here. He's about 110 pounds, a male. And my wife said she was sitting in the living room one night, and the doorknob was rattling. She didn't know what was going on. And the door, the dog was at a sound sleep there, jumped up and hit that door, and she said, it seemed like somebody understand. Back to you, Ari.
Oh, I'm running out of comments, and it's getting later by the moment, as I realize. Talking to this late-night crowd, you guys are bad influence. Keep me up. But, no, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing you in New Jersey. I hope the season's taken the right way in any way, shape, or form. I'm looking forward to seeing you. You know where to find me. I'll be set up somewhere not too far from our friend there. And, I don't know, I still want to go and meet that guy, your friend from the Advanced Specialties there, just to go down and meet him one day again, so that'll be interesting to do. But I think I got one or two more rounds in me, and then it's time to call it a night up here in New Jersey.
By the way, I didn't mention, I think I'm resident on two bands. I have in my tibia about 6-inch surgical titanium, whatever the heck it is, rod that's glued in, about the size of a pencil. And my left femur was replaced November 11th, and it appears to be about 19 inches because there's a big bolt head screw on the top, which goes into an artificial hip, and then another section of bottom, which went into artificial knee, not a total knee. This is one step past what they consider to be a total knee. They just tore everything away and put in a hinge. But we're trying to guess what frequencies I'll be resonant on.
Probably 900 megahertz. Could be 440, though. You never know. You got to get the measurements. That would be funny. How to put a banana jack on either side of it coming out, and then you could just plug in banana plugs to it. Yeah, but I'm jealous of you guys. You get to go up. Noel, I need to hang out with you. You need to go. You're going up to Sussex County. I used to live in Ogdensburg up that way. I actually went up to the Sussex County Ham Fest one year, and I liked it so much that I bought a house in Ogdensburg, not too far from there. And Ari's going to go see my buddy over there at Advanced Specialties, John Phillips, and you're all going to go to the Sussex County Ham Fest, and I'm stuck over here in Gomerland, Nebraska. Over to you, Ari.
Doubled there. Yeah, well, you can always, you know, schedule your vacation now. What can I tell you? July 12th. Be good to see you there. And I usually camp out somewhere near KJI. I like to go over and talk to his customers since I usually don't make any when I'm up in Sussex. But I have a good time. And, yeah, Noel, you cracked me up with that. I said I probably got cut off, but I was saying I'm surprised the way you're talking. Have them leave a lead wire so you can put yourself on an antenna analyzer there and find out. But I'm looking forward to seeing you and probably one of your setups there. I'm thinking maybe you could name your camper ground plane, you know, just print it right there on the side. Some one of these days we'll make it appropriate. I don't know what else. Oh, yes, the other thing was I wanted to know what frequencies one would have to listen to catch you guys on the show.
I don't know yet. Know that in northern New Jersey there's a net on 28375 every Monday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. And there's another net every morning except, I believe, Saturday. The only day they don't have a net. So it's Sunday through Friday. 3.775. Anyways, I gotta check and see, because I don't have a chance of getting, I do have a fighting chance of getting on the 10-meter net, but I think what I'll be using mostly is 20 meters. And I gotta go to sleep. It's 10:41.
Let's make this the 73's round there, guys. And, yep, Noel, look forward to seeing you. Ken, we'll keep you down there at the Dark Horse Possibility for the 12th. And, yep, it's all good. Have a great night, guys. I'm going to stick in here for your finals, and I'm going to say 73's from KD2CAK, Ken.
Yeah, okay, very good. And we're all in different time zones, you know. It's here 9:40. And I wanted to make a comment to you about one thing I wanted to mention. I forgot. It's about that quad wire, that four conductor. They call it two-pair in the phone company, two-pair. That's the kind of wire you run in the walls of the house and you run along for the phone jacks, two-pair. Black, red, green, and yellow. The way you get, I don't know if anybody showed you the trick of how to get that concentric curl out of it, how it comes out of the box like that or the coil, is that you lay one point of it down on the floor and hold it with your foot, and the other point you run, and you run your foot, it's hard to describe it, perpendicular to it, back and forth under your shoe, back and forth, you run your foot, and you roll the wire under your foot that you're moving back and forth, while you're holding the wire with your left foot, you're rolling your foot back and forth across the wire, making the wire twist forward and backwards, with your right, and as you go along, you'll notice the wire gets its twist out of it. You can go along and do 100 feet of wire like that in just minutes, and it'll just have no twist at all anymore left in it. Just so you know, Ari, that's the way we did it at the phone company. If I wanted to run, they call it, it's like somebody's phone jack. You didn't want to deal with that coil, so you just put it on the floor and ran your foot back and forth across it and held it with the other foot, and it got the twist out of it. 73 is Ari. Over to you, Noel.
Yes, I didn't realize it. 9:43, 10:43, and 11:43. And I'm going to say 73, guys. I have to go to sleep. We're going to get up early tomorrow and wander around and do things. Have a great evening. Bye, Ken. Goodbye, Ari. This is N2OEO. I'll be clear. And you are...
Right, I'll go for the 73s on the 3s. That works for me. And, yeah, I may try that one of these days, Ken. In the meantime, I find if you haul it about 40 feet up into the air, it kind of straightens out after not too long a period of time. So enjoy. KBTCAK. I'll be here shortly.
Beautiful QSO, fellas. Thank you very much. 73s, everybody. Have a good night. N2VHC. Clear.
N2OEL disconnected.
Myself last couple of days, but
time to actually test them out. But that's all right. I was trying to build a reference antenna for to use as a spectrum analyzer. But alas, that wasn't to be. What did I tell you? Anyway, it's a little nippy tonight, talking about frost and the like. But hopefully we'll get what do you call it? We'll get some comfortable weather. I know it's gonna be 50 and sunny on Saturday and Sunday. Not exactly balmy weather, but that's a whole lot nicer than the 39 and dropping that we have right now.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. Not enough hours in the day to do what we gotta do. But I was actually looking at getting an antenna analyzer from you kids. A couple of things I want to try out, mostly for the HF stuff. But yeah, the weather. I don't know if you guys got it, but we got some crazy hail today. It was hailed twice, a couple hours apart. And the second time, I was just leaving work, actually, going out to my car. We got nailed with two like marble-sized pieces. It fucking hurt. But that was interesting. Hopefully this weekend weather cooperates. I got to do brakes and pads in my car, so that'll be fun if it's cold out. Back to you.
Oh yeah, I understand. I think you'll have that opportunity this weekend without too much difficulty or challenge. So we'll see. Wow, 212. What they were looking for again. Anyway, I've got chores to do about the house outside on Saturday, and Jeremy's got another hockey game Saturday night, and then Sunday, I think we're after church. We're planning on going on a little ride, visit a friend of ours, see his see his mobile home, and go from there. So we'll see. Right now I'm in Hackensack, on top of the hill here, near Hackensack Hospital, Prospect and Summit. And it's always nice to be up on this elevated spot. It's only a couple hundred feet high, but it overlooks two valleys and separates the two, the Hackensack Northern Valley and then Fastback Valley to the west, so it's kind of nice.
Yeah, I think I know the spot you're talking about, actually. You can get good coverage from there. Actually, I just descended out of 9W. I'm in the town of Spark Hill now. I'm going to be entering Orangeburg in a minute, in which case I'll be home. Whoa! And there's a deer. I guess they're out tonight. Yeah, it was good talking to you. I hear you on here time to time. I try and get on as much as possible. But I'm going to go ahead and say 73. I hope you enjoy your weekend, sir. Have a good night. AC2, WK.
Okay, sir. Glad to see that you're getting toward home, and try not to massacre any venison until it's seasoned to do that high. And although you can probably take one with a deer any time, you have to make sure you do it in such a way as not to damage your vehicle in any material way to recover the venison. What's nice about New York and New Jersey is that you're allowed to recover the roadkill, but you do have to report it. Otherwise, people get really grumpy as to how it is that you acquired the venison without a tag, you know? You'd make sure that the law enforcement gives you the documentation to document that it was roadkill. But then you can have it butchered up and have all sorts of yummies. That's a good thing. So 73-KCTWBJ, W2-TGD off and clear. 73, we'll be listening.
They seem to be going nuts lately.
Yeah, well, they said the numbers seem to be increasing. What a shame. Yep, I was outside with my BB gun today, or this morning, just in case. And every day I come home, I take... So anyway, so that's...
Not getting much of that, Charlie.
All right, I should be getting better. I just got out of Connecticut.
That wasn't the reason why I wasn't getting it.
All right, I'm going to be stopping for coffee in a little while.
Hey, I'm going to take a hose off of a radiator. I'll be back.
N1LU Mobile.
I can't think of the word I want to say. They're pesky little guys.
Yes, they are. It can be quite a handful, to say the least. I just hope this chewing stops pretty soon. Calms down with that, but he's only 18 weeks old now. So he's still pretty young.
Yeah, you got a little while to go with chewing, that's for sure.
Put my heat on in the car now, it's roasting in here. Just wanted to get the chill out.
Yeah, I can't believe a week ago I had my air conditioner on in my car. I can't believe it.
No, that's another summertime nuisance, is starting up the central air. Inevitably, we always seem to need Freon. We got a slow leak somewhere. Very slow, but guy said it's not worth looking for right now because you're not losing that much. We have to get it charged every other year, I guess. Plus, we've got a family member that's in the business, so, he charges us cost. No labor, just charges us what he has to pay for the Freon.
N1LU, KD2BOR. Yeah, I just had to buy a jug of Freon the other day for the cars. It's not too bad yet. I heard some of the old stuff, the 22. There's a replacement for it, but the R22 they were using in the home air conditioners and stuff's going sky high like the old R12.
N2BHZ. Repeater disconnected.
That was that Ken?
Yes, it was.
Wonder what that means. Did he have his link up all night? Was he listening? Was he on?
He must have been just wrapping it up at work. Right around when I get ready, he says he's got to go finish up, do some paperwork, and he's done for the night. So I imagine he's on his way home or something like that. He don't live far from his job.
Any idea what he does?
Works for a railroad in communications, radio repair, all that kind of stuff. I don't know the whole extent of it, but that I do know.
Oh, okay. Well, that's convenient. I'm surprised he doesn't get on his ride home. But like you said, it's a close run. I didn't think anything was close in Nebraska. I thought everything was spread out.
Yeah, he just happens to be close to his job. Anything else they got to do to go to a good restaurant, I think he said they got to drive 60 miles.
60 miles, I'd be eating home a lot.
He's on a lot of times during the day. Most of the time when you hear that echo link beep or whatever it is, most of the time it's him hooked up.
Yeah, I'm not sure what time zone Nebraska's in. What time it would be over there.
2 hours difference, I'm pretty sure.
Wonder if they got any snow in this little cold snap that everybody had. I've got a ham that's a tractor-trailer driver delivering to Thumans today. So I told him, when you get there, ask for me. I've known him for a while. I've met him a couple of times. And every so often he gets a run to my company. So he's going to tell the guys that unload him, get me, and I'll go back and say hi. But he posted a picture on Facebook. I don't know where he was. Probably in the Midwest somewhere. Driving in a snowstorm yesterday.
I think Kenny mentioned to me last week or whenever it was, he was on the fringe of getting snow. I think that's when Wyoming got hit last week.
82BOR N1LU. Yeah, I think we're pretty safe. We've never got snow, as far as I know, this late in April.
I heard Gordon say before, I don't know where it was going to be, when they were calling for frost tonight.
Yeah, that's why they tell you not to plant any flowers or anything outside until, I think, May 14th.
We have a braking station in there, KD2BOR. Guess not.
Well, I'm in range, so if you want to move, just let me know.
right here, see what happens.
It was you-know-who.
Morning, Don.
Morning, Don. Morning, WA2ZOZ. Charlie, did you experiment with the belt clip on the Baofeng? Well, yeah. Yeah, I had to loosen it up to get the battery back on again. When you told me that, I took the battery off, tried to get it on, but it wouldn't snap in, so I just loosened it up and turned, and it snapped right in for the most part. It's still a little bit tricky. You got to really line it up well. Like Rocky said, for $50, what do you want?
That's true. So, there was a difference. Like I had, I loosened up the screws, and then I heard the snap.
Yeah, you would have thought they'd come up with a different mold for the radio case so that it would snap together a little bit easier.
Right. The plastic case, I guess parts of it are really, really thin. And when you tighten the screws, it kind of warps the plastic around the push button. Let me drop it for a sec. Charlie, I went to ShopRite yesterday in Northvale. I don't go there that often. I went to get a gift certificate, a gift card for Georgie. Her birthday's on the next Monday, on the 27th, and I figured I'd stop in and give it to her. And on the way out, I followed the arrows to get out, and I went by this fenced-in lot, and I'm looking in the lot, and there are three large Thumans trucks. And also, there was a large Boar's Head truck in there, and they had about six smaller Boar's Head trucks, a little bit bigger than panel vans. But what was interesting is they had both the Thumans and the Boar's Head trucks all parked together in the same lot.
Yeah, I probably know who the Thuman guy is. That happens sometimes. It's hard to find a place to park a truck that size, not to mention a place where you can get electricity for a truck. You know, because they have reefers on them that have to go all night long to keep the product in the truck fresh. So this guy probably rents out the lot and happens to rent it out to Boar's Head and a couple of Thuman jobbers. Or was it? I have a funny feeling you didn't see the names on the Thuman truck, did you?
No, I didn't. I was on my way home. I didn't stop and look at the names on the trucks.
All right, I'm underneath the apartments. Give me a minute. Go ahead, Rocky.
82BOR. Don, I went to Radio Shack yesterday to pick up two 10-foot masts. And I was expecting to spend lo and behold,
sorry, Rocky. AW is in there, and he covered you up.
Press Y.
And what L you clear?
Thank you.
WG disconnected.